This is Homs, just hours before the latest deadline for a ceasefire. An already shattered neighbourhood still being pounded by government forces. The Syrian regime has pledged again to halt this, but the shells are still falling and there's little evidence that any troops have been withdrawn. Government tanks are still right in the heart of Homs and still on the attack. But Kofi Annan in Iran for talks with Syria's key ally is refusing to give up on his peace plan yet.
It is extremely important that we find a way to end the violence and the killing that is going on today in Syria. We need to find a way to get humanitarian assistance to the needy as quickly as possible and then get the parties to the table for discussions.
The Syrian government claims it has pulled back from some areas, but even around the capital Damascus, out in the suburbs, videos filmed by activists appeared to show troop reinforcements being sent in. There are also reports of raids and arrests across the country.
We are relying on the goodwill of a regime to cooperate and allow a return to peaceful demonstrations and dealing with the demands of the people with other means than simply criminal repression of it.
Defiance from the Syrian regime has become all too familiar, but the UN Security Council may still be too divided to come up with an alternative plan.